Hey friends, you're listening to the Something Good podcast with Emily Hearn, where the heart of a blog transitions into spoken word. I'm excited to be able to hang out with each of you in your cars, your kitchens, or wherever else you listen to podcasts. My hope for this podcast is to be open and transparent about what the Lord is teaching me, as well as the humorous events of my life. So grab your earphones, your aux cord, or your Bluetooth speaker, and get ready for something good. Hey friends, I'm so excited to be back with you on the podcast. I just wanted to let you know that we are starting a new series in this first episode called Single, Dating, Engaged, Married. So this first episode is about singleness, and I wanted to get one of my really good friends to come on to talk about all the seasons in her life and just hear her stories and her advice and her wisdom that she has on the season of singleness. And so I asked my friend Victoria to come on the podcast, and I just wanted to let you know a little bit more information of who she is and where she comes from and how I met her and all this kind of stuff. So her name is Victoria Bradley, and she's a graduate student at Mississippi State University. So we actually met at Mississippi State our first year there as juniors in college, and we both majored and got our degrees in educational psychology. We actually met at the BSU at Mississippi State, where we were in the same family group and we got to hang out each week. Anyways, so the thing with me and Victoria is we instantly clicked. Once we met each other, we were pretty much inseparable. We were in all of our classes together. We were eating lunch together, sometimes supper together. We'd go to sporting events together. I mean, we did so much together. She instantly became one of my best friends. So today I'm so excited for you to hear our conversation about singleness and all the interesting things of her life. So she's so much fun, she's funny, and she's wise, and I'm just so excited about it. So without further ado, get ready to hear something good with Victoria and Emily.
I don't know how to work Zoom.
Yay! Oh my gosh, I miss you so much.
You, oh my gosh, I feel so weird. I feel like you're so far.
I know, I feel like we've only FaceTimed like once.
I also said that this was gonna be like a long video, like instead of like 17 short videos.
Yes, that's so funny, which we have been really off our game lately, so we're gonna have to step that up.
We're gonna have to step it up a lot.
But like, update me. How's life? How's school?
Very stressful. I am not. I'm okay. We're making it. Work's a lot more stressful this semester just because my kids are in season now. So it's like, I like specifically work with, I mean, work with men's basketball and softball, but like I really work with 10 softball players, and it's a lot because I didn't realize how much they're going to miss, like, school-wise. Mm-hmm. And, like, just because they miss doesn't mean that they just don't have to make up the stuff. Like, they still have to make up the stuff while learning all the new stuff. Right. And they always struggle academically. So, like.
Okay. I do want to let you know that I'm already recording.
Okay.
So, this is what's going to be on the podcast. I'm really excited about it. But first, I want you to tell our friends who are listening about yourself. You already said you work with softball players, but like where? In a high school? In a middle school? A t-ball team? Like, tell us.
I wish. No. Did I like formally introduce myself? Like,
I'm going to do an intro. So I've already done an intro. You can just go ahead.
Okay. So I am Victoria. I am a graduate student at Mississippi State, getting my degree in, yes, Hill State, in higher education administration with a concentration in student affairs. Yay. That's a tongue twister. But I actually have a graduate assistantship with Athletic Academics. So I am a grad assistant for them. Basically, I work with the men's basketball team and specifically softball team, as was just mentioned. And I love it. Oh my gosh, it's the best thing ever. It takes my love of counseling and my love for student athletes and my love for advising and puts it in one little bubble for me to be perfectly fit into. It's the best. I literally love it. I love my kids. I love getting to work with them. I love getting to see them grow. Like, on the field, it's so cool to get to watch them. And then, like, in the classroom and stuff, it's even cooler to like see them excel in the classroom, which is like a primary goal that we have. But yeah, that's me. I'm kind of boring. So thank you for that. Also, my friends know that I'm doing school counseling for K through 12. So what would you say is your, like, what's different about your program and what you want to do with your degree than mine?
So I won't be able to, like, counsel students. Like, you're going to get a counseling license. Like, I will not have that license at all. I will know a lot of similar information, just not as in depth as, like, what you're studying. Mm-hmm. And that's just because for me, like, just working with students in general, like, it's good to have just a basic understanding of, like, counseling theories, things such as that. So it's, I guess the difference will be I'm going to work with college students and you will have sweet younger children.
Yes, I love
it. I cannot do younger children. I learned quickly. I love college kids. I love the college atmosphere.
I'm too close to their age. I can't. Maybe one day, but not now.
No, I couldn't do young kids. But I, yeah, I guess. I mean, so, like, I'll have a basic knowledge of what you are doing. I will just be more so in, like, an administrative position, and I won't be able to technically counsel. Like, I can't, like, diagnose students or anything like that, but I can help get them to the, like, I am, like, the middleman between what's going on. And then it's like, they come to me and then I will help support them and get them where they need to go.
Right.
So that's
good. Like, technically, since I'll be working in a school, I won't be diagnosing. We're learning about, like, how to use the DSM and all that kind of stuff, but which is good for me because I don't want to diagnose. Like, the moment you diagnose someone, it's on their file forever. Like, I don't want to label anyone. I don't know. Like, I think it's important to understand what's going on with them so that we can better treat and better serve them. However, I will be referring students. Yes. As I feel need to with their parents.
Yes.
For the needs that they need. Like, I just, that's so much responsibility, and I don't think that I want to take that.
I would not want to take that at all. Yes, no.
Okay, so tell us how you felt when I asked you to do this podcast. Because as you know, friends, this is the podcast starting our new series, Single, Dating, Engaged, Married. And this first episode is the single episode. So, Victoria, how did you feel when I asked you to be on the podcast?
So, it's really funny. When you asked me, I was actually with, it's like three of, like, there's like a group of us, like a group of four of us and stuff. And I was with them. And I, like, saw your message and stuff, and I was like, well, guys, I'm officially the single friend in my undergrad friend group because I've been asked to speak on singleness. A podcast is the funniest thing. I was like, oh my gosh, that's so funny. Like, never in a million years did I think I would be speaking on singleness, because I was just like, that's just, I don't know. Like, I know at one point.
Boys, is that what you mean? You've been pulling the boys your whole life?
No, negatory. Victoria just big chilling. I'd be big chilling. So not pulling the boys at all. Let me tell you, 100% not doing that. Not looking to do that right now either. So,
but if you wanted to, boo, come on now. moving on.
Yep.
What did your friends say when you told them that?
They literally laughed because all except for one of them are single as well. So they were like, it's okay. We could all just do the podcast together because we're all.
Oh my gosh. They so should have come on and done that. We're going to have to, like, retrack, like, next time we talk about something like this so that they can come on the podcast too. And that'd be fun because I've never met them.
Oh my gosh, you would love them too. Yes. So disclaimer, because I don't know if your people know this or not, but Emily and I did the same undergrad. So that's how we know each other. And she's, like, the best person. Like, y'all are listening to the best podcast. My girl, she left me for Jackson. It's fine.
Yeah.
Someone making it. Not really, but it's okay. Yeah.
Did we meet at orientation, or did we meet, like, at the BSU? I think we saw each other at orientation, but I feel like the first time. What?
Yeah, like, because orientation was so, like, there weren't a lot of us. I don't remember there being a lot of us.
Yeah, me either.
And then, but also don't really remember orientation because I kind of thought it was a little, no offense, dumb. Because, like, I've been in college for 2 years. Like, I kind of already knew. Yeah. And I already knew what I was doing, like, ed psych wise. So I didn't really want me go.
I had no idea. Like, I had already been in college for 2 years, but I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life. I was interested in the program, but like, I didn't know where I wanted to take it from there. And like, coming to a big SEC school, which is like a dream for me. I wanted to go to Alabama. I don't know if my friends on the podcast know that, but I wanted to go to Alabama. That's not where the Lord wanted me. So I went to Mississippi State and absolutely loved it and met the best people there. So much fun. I also met my boyfriend there, but he'll be on in a later episode because I'll have to tell y'all that story because that was funny. But I ended up at Mississippi State, and I met Victoria at – I'm pretty sure we met at the BSU.
I'm going to say BSU because I don't remember orientation. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't remember anything about orientation.
So for my friends who don't know what the BSU is the Baptist Student Union. And what they do every year is they get new students coming in, and they have family groups where you meet once a week every week for a whole semester. And so it basically gets you with people who like we were in a transfer group because we both came from a junior college. And so they put us in a group. And what was funny was it was me, Victoria, and another girl who was also in educational psychology. And so I think what they did was they kind of looked at like interests and like majors, and they kind of formed them together. I might be wrong, but that seemed like that was the deal. And then me and Victoria became really good friends. And now she's like my best girl.
My best person. Oh my gosh. Yay.
We send videos like often updating on each other's lives because we spent 2 years with each other, and then all of a sudden we both decided to go to grad school at different schools, and I moved back to Central Mississippi. So there's that.
She left me. That's what happened.
I left. You're right. Every day I like see videos of Starkville, or I see pictures of the campus, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I miss it so much, even though I really am enjoying MC. But it's just different. It's a different ball game. It's a different campus. It feels homey because I am living at home, but also, I don't know. Sorry. I just feel like I didn't get enough time at State. You know, I feel like I should have been there as a freshman.
I will say, so much different though, being in grad school, like just the atmosphere and just like the, like not that the atmosphere is different, but like I have nothing but night classes now, like literally all are in one afternoon class, and then I am working, and like the job that I'm working at, like I want to pursue a career in. So like I'm super professional with that, like all the time. So it's just like, I literally, and of course COVID, all my classes, all of them but one are online. So I don't even go to campus except to go to work. So I literally go to this like one side of campus. Like, I don't even touch the other side of campus at all. Pretty much. I stay on one side just to go to work, and then that's it.
Right. And I feel like it would have been different had I done undergrad at MC too, because my first week of class, they were all like, all the undergrad students, I think it was mostly freshmen, you know, they're new to the whole college thing, they're away from home, they want to play volleyball with their friends. So I'm out of class at like 9:30 on a Monday, and they're playing volleyball, and I'm like, babies, go to bed. But then I'm like, oh wait, I did the same thing, maybe didn't play volleyball, but I was definitely doing something, who knows. But
I was, yes. It's like, such a different world.
It is different. And I was just talking to my dad about how there are some classes that, like, we remember when we were in undergrad and we had a few graduate students in some of our courses, and how, like, they had different syllabi than we did. And so where we would get, like, a 5-to-7-page paper, they get, like, a 15-to-20-page paper. And we're like, what the heck? So now that I'm in that, I'm like, oh, my gosh, stressful.
But which I had a 5-to-7-page paper. That's what I wish for now.
Literally right. Like, a 5-to-7-page paper is, like, a response that you put on Canvas or something. Like, yeah. They're like, please write a 5-to-7-page response to your classmate. And I'm like, what?
A paper. So write a paper.
Which, funny story, we don't even use Canvas. We use what's called Moodle. And so when I moved to State, I had to learn from going from Canvas to Holmes and then going to State to use Blackboard for a semester. And then they switched to Canvas. So I got to go back to Canvas, and now I'm on Moodle. So it's just like a hot mess over here, which I've learned it. And we don't even do much on Moodle anyway. So that's fine. I just download my PowerPoints and then submit my assignments that way.
Canvas.
Moving on. Okay, now that we've got a little introduction going on and we've caught up, because friends, if you don't know, me and Victoria are very busy and we don't get to talk a lot, and we haven't seen each other in like 6 months, honestly. It's been a long time since we've seen each other. And so that was just a good, I don't even know how long it's been, few minutes of us catching up. But we're going to move on to the content of the podcast. So my first question for you is, how do you feel when people tell you that singleness is a gift?
I'm going to laugh a lot in this podcast episode. I just want you to know, I just want everybody to know, I'm going to laugh because it's so funny to me that, like, I never thought I'd be talking about this, like I said, but I also have gotten, like, a new perspective on singleness, too, in recent months, I guess. So when people tell me that singleness is a gift, I used to get so aggravated and so, like, discouraged because I felt like people that were telling me that were married people or people who are in, like, serious relationships. And I'm like, of course you're going to say that. Like,
if singleness is a gift, can you take it back, please, and give me something else? Like, come on.
Right. Like, let's switch. Like, if you have your significant other and you want the gift of singleness, like, let's just switch. Like, let's just change roles or something. But I... Not anymore at all. And I'm going to go ahead and give all the props for a lot of the stuff that I have to say is going to come from my boy, Jonathan Pakluta, who Emily put me on because I am just like JP's probably biggest fan. Like, I absolutely love him. He is a pastor at a church in Waco, Texas, Harris Creek. Yes. And just like phenomenal preacher, like just really good, has a heart for college age kids. Like, that age where you're finishing college but going into adulthood, but like you're still not technically adult, you don't feel like. Anyway, that's the point. But he just kind of really changed my mindset on singleness and like how it is a gift, and that this season that I'm in right now is 100% a gift that I'm never gonna get back. And I think I realize that more now because I know in May of 2022, when I graduate with my master's degree, my next step is a job. Like, it's not going to continue to school. Like, I knew in undergrad that I was going to have to do grad school. Like, I knew that was probably going to be the next step. I didn't know what grad school was going to look like, but I knew that when I finished, I would still have school. So, like, I would still have time to do the college kid thing and stuff. So, I guess for me, like, this season, like, for me, it's almost a season of last in my mind. So it's like, why would I waste away these next 2 years worrying about all this other stuff when I'm where I'm supposed to be right now, doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Like, God's got me. I ain't worried. He's going to take care of me. He's going to provide. So whatever happens, happens. And so instead of wasting my gift, like I had done, like, all in, like, my previous years of life, you know, I just wasted away my singleness. I now see it as it is 100% a gift that you're given. And I think everybody has their single stage in life. And so
it's just, we don't come out the womb in a relationship.
Right. Like, you're not married. I mean, when you're in kindergarten, you may have 5 months.
You'll have like 6 relationships in kindergarten. Come on.
Exactly. But I mean, for right now, like, as the older I get and stuff, singleness is a gift. I also think people don't tell me singleness is a gift anymore because I've embraced that gift. So if you're not embracing your gift of singleness, people are going to constantly tell you and constantly be like, your singleness is a gift, your singleness is this. Like, but once you fully embrace that and like you're living your best single life in like a very God-honoring way, people stop telling you. You're the first person to tell me that in several months. Like, I was like, oh crap, I forget, like, it is a gift because like I've just embraced it.
Yeah.
And I love it.
And it's a lot of times whenever we have a label on us, like singleness or in a relationship, that we become so focused on that label that it becomes who we are, and that's what people see. And so which is why it's so important to be rooted in God's word and to be constantly praying that we're growing our relationship with him so that that's what people see out of us. And when you're constantly, or let me just say me as an example, whenever I would be going through a breakup, or it was like in between season of like being single and wanting a relationship, or even like being single and I'm like, I don't know what I want, blah, blah, blah. But I knew that like singleness was hard for me. And because I was so used to being in a relationship, and that'll come on a different podcast for another season, you know, just got to be careful about that, but we're going to figure it out. So, because I want to be able to share my life with y'all, but whenever people see that, whenever you're like drowning in despair of what season of life you're in, people see that and people feel the need to reach out and be like, hey, what's going on? Like, I want you to enjoy this season of your life. And you're like, blah, get out of my face. Like, I don't want to enjoy this season. That's why I'm not enjoying it, you know? But it's like when we become content where we are and we become focused on what's right in front of us and not necessarily big picture things, then like it's sometimes it's okay to focus on big picture things. But I'm a very detailed person. I like to think about what's in front of me. So when we do that, it just feels more like we can be content with where we are, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's really good. That gave me chills the whole time you were talking. Sis, you're bringing it. Okay. So next question is, what are some things that you enjoy about being single that you wouldn't be able to if you were in a relationship?
So this is probably, again, this point will be brought up several times going forward because cheat side, I do know all the questions that I will be asked. I did ask for
them. Yes, I sent them ahead of time. Everybody that I asked who did the podcast got the questions ahead of time. So
my biggest thing is, and I think this is more recently what I've learned, is just being selfish. Like, we're such selfish human beings. And so in your time of singleness, like, that's your time to be selfish. But you have, like, this beautiful picture of being able to be selfish for the right reasons. Like, quote, unquote, the right reasons. So, like, for me personally, I can sit there, and I'm a big women's basketball fan. Not many people are women's basketball fans. It is just part of life. It happens. However, I love women's basketball. So for me to be able to sit down on a Sunday afternoon and watch a women's game with nobody else bothering me is like heavenly. Like, you can add, like, Emily could tell you, like, I love, like, honestly, any sporting event, but like to be able to sit down and watch a women's basketball game by myself and like nobody's complaining or nobody's like, oh, they're like
playing for you.
Yes, like, I can sit there and enjoy it and, like, just chill out. So, I mean, you get to be selfish for yourself. You don't have to share the remote either. I live with my brother, so we are very much so – we don't bicker all the time, but sometimes we do. And 99% of the time, it's because we're trying to figure out what to watch on the TV. And so when you're by yourself and you ain't got nobody else, you ain't got to share the remote.
Right.
But something else that I've just really been challenged in recently is, like, you nobody can tell you no except for yourself. I mean, like, the law, like, I mean, don't go break the law, but you know, don't do that. But like, if you want to be involved in your church or you want to be involved in a community center or something, like, there's no restraints or nobody telling you you can't do that. Like, you have full ability to go do something.
Yes. And let me just pause you for a second, because if you are a God-fearing woman or man and your significant other is telling you no, not to be involved in the church or not to be reading God's word, then you need to dump them because they're not the one.
What?
All right. Off of my spill. You can keep going.
That's it. Like, I mean, basically just you get to be selfish. And you can be selfish and better yourself during this time. Like, you don't have to worry. Like, when you're in a relationship, you want to grow together as a couple for Christ. Whereas when you're single, you get to grow into who you want to be and who you want to become as a woman or as a man or as a professional or a student or whatever you're choosing to do with your life. Like, you get to grow in that season. Like, in this season, you get to grow. So when you're single, you don't really have to grow with somebody else. Like, you get to work on yourself and like fully focus on yourself and fully get yourself ready for the future. And that's the best thing you can do at the end of the day. Like, treat yourself.
Right. Okay dude, don't worry about that, because I'm just playing. Yeah, I'd say the same. Like, it wasn't until I started dating Brady that I realized how me focused I really am, and how, like, and I don't think it's necessarily because I started dating him, because, you know, when you're in a dating relationship, there's that commitment there, but there's also not, like, a covenant there, like, a marriage covenant, and so mm-hmm. when you're dating someone, you're, I mean, a lot of times people think long-term, and we were thinking long-term, we still are, and, like, but when you're planning things for your life as a single guy or gal, and then you get into a relationship, and things start changing, like, you start thinking, like, okay, is this the career that I want to go in? Is this when you get to that point of you really think you're going to be with them
mm-hmm.
you know, further on? Then you start thinking of things. You start thinking, like, oh, well, should I be talking to them this way? Should I be learning how to cook? Should I be cleaning constantly? Should, like, just like little things that change normally that wouldn't, you know? Like, it's just very different. I didn't realize how, and like, I'm selfish anyway. I'm a human. I just have that selfish nature about me. But the word I just wanted to use was me focused, because I was so focused on a me-centered world. Like every decision that I made was because it was for me, was the decision. Even if I was going to the Lord and asking him what his will for my life is, I didn't have to pray like, hey, Lord, what's your will for my life and so-and-so's life? Like, no, it was, hey, Lord, what's your will for my life? And now it's, hey, Lord, what's your will for my life and Brady's life together? Like, it's different. I mean, of course, there's that. We're both different individuals. We very much have our own relationships with the Lord. But also, like, there are different things that you think about now and that you talk about with the Lord that normally you wouldn't before all of that happened, you know?
Well, like, I mean, I just know of conversations me and you have had, like, you know, your future 100% involves Brady, and that's not a bad thing at all. Like, I am 100% on, like, you know, I love the two of you so much. And so, however, for me right now, I'm so focused on my job and, like, wanting to do well at my job and the opportunities that this job can give me. So, like, for me right now, especially, I have an open field to college athletics. I can go, if anyone's hiring, like, you know, I will have a, like, not tooting my own horn, but I will have a good resume going into this job. Like, I've worked at an SEC school. I've gotten experience for 2 years. Like, I've done, like, you know, I did my part. So for me, the thought of potentially moving away from, you know, like, from Mississippi is not a terrible thing anymore. Like, I don't have to consider, oh, well, what about, like, so-and-so? Like, there's no so-and-so. Like, it's Victoria. Like, what do you want to do? And, like, what do, like, God, what do you want me to do? Like, you want me to go to Texas? Let's go to Texas. You want me to go to South Carolina? Let's go to South Carolina. Like, you, he can dictate. I mean, he has control, and he's going to put me where I'm supposed to be. But I'm not having to worry about anybody else at the same time. Like, it's just me and him. And it's like, where you want to send me? Like, let's go. I'm literally an open book. Except
that's yeah, that's so good to have that flexibility. And I know in a few episodes I'm going to be talking to people in relationships and people who are engaged / married, and I say slash, it's two completely different seasons, so those will be two completely different episodes. But it's different because the questions that I'm going to be asking them are, what are their goals together, or what is something that they're looking forward to with that person? And like you said, for you, you're very much involved in your career and where you want to be in your career. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I think that if you're wise about your career and you're inviting the Lord into making that decision with you, like, and asking him what his will is for your life, then that's perfectly fine to be focused on your career. Like, I'm sort of that way too. I love my career and I love school and I love learning about students. And I when I think of my future, I think of me being a school counselor. I don't know exactly in what age group I want to be in, because who knows, but honestly, like, with me being so focused on my career, it is very hard to invest in relationships in my life, because that's always where I've been. So it becomes difficult eventually to figure out how to prioritize those, but it's a very good place to be in, because you're motivated, you have that work ethic to where you're going to build your resume, and you're going to keep working, and that means you're working hard, and a hard worker is attractive, sis. Like,
it is.
We love hard workers. So, that was really good. Okay, so, this question, I'm still going to ask it, but you've really hit the high points of what I wanted to ask you anyway. But the next one is, do you often find it difficult to be single in the season of life that you're in? Or do you ever find yourself comparing yourself to other people?
So I will say, and, like, just total disclaimer, at the beginning of this season, it was very difficult for me to be single. So I had been in a, I guess you can say, semi-serious relationship right before, COVID hit, for, like, big time hit, and we all went into quarantine and everything shut down. So I had a lot of downtime, but I really, really struggled the first couple months of quarantine, because I was like, I wasn't good enough. Like, at the end of the day, I don't know what I could have done differently. But I had realized, like, during quarantine, I had bought into this lie of, like, once you finish undergrad, you're supposed to have your life together. Like, you've got the degree. You're supposed to know what job or, like, what grad program you're doing, like, how long you've got that. You're supposed to have a boyfriend who's going to turn into your husband soon after you graduate. Like, I mean, you're supposed to have, like, all these, like, highs in your life figured out at the age of, like, 22, 21, 22. And that's insane. Like, that absolutely not. I am 22. I'm about to turn 23. And I still, like, I know a direction that I want to go in, but, like, it's not all laid out. Like, there's a lot of like where's, like there's a lot of question marks on where I'll end up and stuff. So I think at the beginning of the season, I definitely struggled with that. And it's just because I had bought into that lie that you see in movies or you see in, you know, society, like that's just what we're told is like, that's how it's supposed to work. Like, go to college, you get the boy, you get the degree, you get the job, you get the husband, you make the family, boom, done. Like, that's just not how life works for everybody. So I'm not really, I was discouraged, not really discouraged anymore. I have found my contentment in my singleness, and it has been, it's great. Like, I just absolutely love my single season right now. I'm just doing so much for myself and just like giving back to people that I never thought I'd give back to, and like serving in ways that I never saw myself actually serving. Like, I'd think about it and be like, oh, that would be cool, but I never like acted on those thoughts. And so like getting to act on those thoughts and things is super good, super cool for me to see. And like just like self-growth is super amazing. Like, when you can see yourself actually growing, it's one of the coolest things that you can actually experience, I think. And then like as for like comparing myself, not really, because honestly I don't have time to. I'm gonna be totally honest, I have a very, very busy schedule. I mean, between class and work and it's just, and like serving and doing all the other stuff that I do, like I just don't have time to really sit there and compare myself. But also it kills my joy. So I was like, I'm not on Instagram anymore. I have completely taken Instagram out of my life because that was my biggest comparison trap.
I didn't know that.
Yes, I am not on, like, I mean, I still have an account. Like, I mean, I'm sure you follow me.
Well, then that's why I didn't know, because I straight up been sending you stuff.
Yeah, no, I haven't had Instagram since June, I think. July.
Wait, I did know that. I thought you had gotten it back for a season. Did you delete it again, or did you never get it back?
I never got it back. I hadn't had it since the summer.
Oh my gosh, how long has it been since we've seen each other?
A long time. I didn't have it when I came that weekend. I don't think I had, oh no, I did have it still, but like after that weekend, I think I got rid of it like after that week.
Okay.
So it was just like, it was my comparison trap, because I would just get on there and I would be like, I can just like scroll through and literally every single person, it felt like I was comparing myself to, like, oh dang, they look like this, or oh dang, they have that, or oh, they got into this, or oh, they're doing this, or oh, they're doing that. Like, that just kills your joy. And like, I was like, this is ridiculous. Why am I going to sit here and continue to watch myself tear myself down for no reason other than scrolling on my phone? Like, it's so dumb. So honestly, like, getting rid of, like, finding what you compare yourself to and just honestly getting rid of it is so healthy and so good. And like, it just, you feel so much better at the end of the day. Like, there's just no comparison. And also, if you're busy and you're busy for the kingdom, you ain't got time to compare yourself, because you're
Retweet, sister. Retweet. And I'll agree, like, at the beginning of quarantine, when we left school and we were graduating, which was so crazy. I can't wait to tell our future kids about that one day, because that's insane. But when we were graduating, a lot of our classmates were getting, like, the people that we were spent every single day with in classrooms, they were getting engaged and they were getting married and they were buying houses and they were getting accepted to grad schools and, you know, getting these full-time jobs. And I just remember, like, I tried not to compare myself, but it was so hard because there were so many things that I wanted at the time. And the main thing I wanted was answers, because at that time I had not decided to really go 100% into the counseling field. And so I was really figuring out where the Lord wanted me, but also, like, I didn't even know where I wanted to be. So, like, I just saw all these people around me moving on, and I felt like I was stuck and I was staying still in this place, just like watching around me, seeing people move on with their lives and do different things and accomplish all these things. And I'm like, and I like to accomplish things. I like to be productive. I feel most successful when we're productive. So, like, it's just hard seeing people move on and it's succeed at things. And you're like, oh my gosh, where even am I? Like, it was so confusing. And like, I just had to sit down, and, you know, it took moving back home too with my parents. I mean, even some of my high school friends were getting married, and my best friend from high school bought a house in New Orleans. Like, and she's, you know, she's a nurse now at a hospital there. And I just remember comparing myself and being like, Lord, what am I not doing right? Like, did I mess up somewhere along the lines of, like, this school year, like, what did I do that I'm not where I thought I would be at this age or this season? And it wasn't that at all. It truly wasn't even about me. And like, it wasn't until I just gave up that fantasy of what I expected my life to be at 22 years old and gave it over to the Lord and said, okay, Lord, if you're going to use me, but like, also, can I have some kind of like clarity of where you want me? And that's whenever I found myself researching these graduate schools. And like, it, I mean, you know, it's all history now, but it's just crazy to think how the Lord works in those seasons and how our season of comparison and despair and just honestly jealousy and envy, like that's truly what it was for me, becomes so fruitful whenever I hand it off to the Lord. Like, and it's just seasons like that, that even when I go through something as simple as, you know, a day-to-day struggle, I think back like, oh, look at God's goodness and God's faithfulness in my life back then. Like, he's going to get me through this day. He's going to get me through my Keurig not working this morning. Like, things like that that aren't a big deal, but like, in the moment, I'm like, oh my gosh, why isn't everything going right for me, you know?
100%.
Yeah, but like, I think comparison is something that we struggle with in general, especially girls. I mean, I know guys do too, but I think girls, a lot of times we overthink things and we expect so much out of ourselves. And we honestly, like, if we expect so much about out of ourselves, then that means we're not putting enough faith in the Lord, right? Or enough trust in the Lord that he can do it. So anyways, it's crazy. I didn't mean to go on a whole tangent, but there it is. Okay, this next question is a big one. Do you believe that people can be called to singleness?
So again, credit to JP, because I used to think, and I will be totally honest, like I used to think and honestly believe, like I fully believed that everybody was going to be married. Like we were promised marriage. Like I fully believed that we were promised marriage. If you were a Christian, you were going to be married. Like I believe that. Let me tell you, it does not say that in the Bible. It does not promise you marriage. Now, if that's something that your heart desires in Psalm 47, I think.
37:4.
Yes. It's like, delight yourself in the Lord and
he will give you the desires of your heart.
Yes. So if that's something that you desire and you were just like, you were pursuing the Lord and you were accomplishing the Lord, like I do think that that is something, like marriage is something that could happen for you, like 100%. However, it was not until recently that I realized, honestly, that you can be called to singleness. And not everybody's called to singleness, but that that is an actual gift. And if you are called to singleness, you should 1000% accept that calling. So the story that JP gave us was in Matthew 19. I don't know if you've listened to that episode or not, but he talks about the eunuch man and how there are three types of eunuchs. And there is the eunuchs that were, when they were younger, they were castrated. I'm trying to like make sure I use the correct medical terms. I am not a medical person.
That's okay. If we have any med school students, they'll message me and
tell me what I did wrong. But they have that. And then like, obviously back in the day, kings would have slaves or servants castrated as well because they didn't want them sleeping with their wives. Okay. And then you have this third category and it is, let me read you the verse exactly. There are eunuchs who have made themselves this way because of the kingdom of heaven. So there are people out there who have been called to singleness and have accepted that gift, and they fully know that they have been called to be single for the kingdom, and they are out there literally living their best life and making heaven crowded, for a lack of terms.
That's a good
thing. So I think, yes, I do believe people can be called to singleness. That's a very serious conversation that you should have with God. And you should really know before you just assume that you're called to singleness, because I'm going to be honest, if you say that you are called to singleness, you better 100% mean that, because chances are if you say that and then something happens down the road and you're like, no, I'm called to singleness, and you were with somebody, you are going to hurt that person. And it could put them down a very dark path. I'm going to be totally honest. That is a very, very serious conversation. This is the one question that I was honestly most nervous about answering, just because of, my past and just, I mean, you know what I'm speaking on, without going into details and stuff. So that is a very serious conversation that you need to have with God, and you need to know, like, I think if you are called to singleness, you know. There's just, like, there's something in you, like, God has told you, like, there's a way to know this. But then going back to what I said, if you desire marriage and your heart is with the Lord and you are constantly pursuing Him, He is going to give you what you desire. So, yes, people can be called to singleness. Not everybody's called to singleness, though. So it's just, you know, you have to figure that out on your own.
You know, truthfully, the only thing that was holding me back from asking you if you wanted to be on the podcast for this episode was this question. Just because I knew I was there for that, and it can be hard and it can be hurtful, but I have actually used this. I remember praying, it was a few years ago. I just felt like I had finally gotten over a relationship in my life, and I just felt like this strong desire for the Lord. I had no desire for anything else, no other person, no boy, nothing. And I just remember, like, fully committing my heart to Him and saying, Lord, like, if I'm going to be called to singleness, let me just do it to the fullest. Like, make me a missionary. Like, I can be a missionary overseas. I don't care what it is. Just use me. And He has, during that time. I don't believe that I'm called to singleness. Obviously, if I felt I was called to singleness, I would not be dating someone. But I do agree with you. It's something that we should take seriously and that we need to be in a lot of prayer about and seek wise counsel on that. Even if, you know, with sharing it with people, I think is mostly where we need to be careful. But I truly agree. You hit the nail on the head with that one. Is that the wrong saying?
No, that's right.
You nail on the head or head on the nail? Nail on the head.
Head on the nail. Nail on the head. Nail on the, you hit a nail.
Yeah. Okay. I literally do this all the time. I'll say stuff and then I'm like, wait a second. But it's fun. This whole podcast is to be candid, and I don't edit. The only edits I'm going to do on this podcast is literally the part where I sat in silence until you joined. So anyways, okay. So this next one is one of my favorites. I love asking this. It's what is the best piece of advice that you could give to someone who is single and doesn't want to be? Like, say you're talking to maybe a teenager who has been single, who's never had a boyfriend, and doesn't want to be. What would you tell her or him, whatever?
So my school word for the 2020-2021 year is intentionality, and just being so good about being intentional. So going into this new season, I knew that one, none of my undergrad friends were going to be at State. And if they were, they were doing I went a completely different route. I wasn't going to know anybody. I didn't really know anybody at work. Like, I was one of the only ones I do know some people, don't get me wrong. I know people now, obviously, because I've been there long enough. But I knew that this is going to be a brand new season. My undergrad friends were gone. I was, you know, newly single, wasn't sure, you know, what life was going to be like. I was in the middle of transitioning churches, which is another story for another day. We can talk about later in life, but I knew I wanted to be intentional with every relationship, everything that I did. I wanted to be very intentional about everything. So I think that has just, like, me constantly telling myself, like, make sure at the end of the day, you're being intentional in this season of life. Just like me learning to be intentional, I feel like that's just such a beautiful thing that you can do when you're single, is you can be so much more intentional with others, and you can be intentional with your relationships, and you can honestly work on yourself and grow. Like, if you're in high school, you do not have to have your life figured out. Let me tell you, it is a crazy world that you are about to go into when you graduate and go to college. It is so much fun, and it can be the best time of your life. But during this time, it is so important that you're working on yourself and knowing who you want to be. I'm not saying that you need to know exactly who you are, because it's going to change over time. You're going to, you know, learn new things about yourself when you are on your own for the first time, you know, in college or however life may be for you, even if you go to work after high school. But you want to have a good foundation. And so if you don't have a good foundation, it's really hard to go into a new world where you're honestly on your own and build a foundation where you have stuff being done on you left and right, forwards, backwards, like everywhere you turn, there's all these decisions to be made. So if you don't have a solid foundation for yourself, it is super hard to enter this world. on your own and just kind of knowing what you're doing. So, you know, be intentional in your time of singleness, be intentional in the way that you carry yourself. And I literally saw a tweet. I love Twitter. It is my favorite social media platform. It is the best social media platform. We can argue all day. I will win the conversation. But I saw a tweet that said, if we spent more time praying for our significant other and working on ourselves than we did about complaining on our singleness, we would be much happier people. And I was like, honestly, yes. I wish I'd have seen this several years ago or whenever I needed this more. But I just feel like my best piece of advice to tell you is like, go be intentional. Like, you have all the resources you need to be intentional. You just send a message. Hey, do you want to get coffee? You can ask Emily to coffee. Don't ask me to coffee. I don't drink coffee. So it will be very awkward because I'll just sit there.
And that's like so water awkward. Or something.
So awkward. Loki, never ask me to get coffee because I always feel awkward because I'm like, I'm going to say yes. But I never drink coffee. So, like, I just sit there.
Hot chocolate.
And, like, yes. And then in the summer, if you drink hot chocolate,
I drink hot coffee in the summer. I don't really like iced coffee that much. My roommate, Kayla, she used to drink, like, Coke out of coffee mugs with me and my other roommate, Kelsey, because she wanted to feel, like, a part of the breakfast girl club, I guess. It was so funny.
I drink my orange juice. That's what I do.
That's so
funny. Yeah. But, yeah, sorry, that was a side note. But no, I would just say, be intentional. You don't have to have your life figured out. Honestly, I don't think anybody ever has their life figured out. So don't force yourself to know what's going on. Like, it's okay. Go make mistakes, because right now you can afford to make mistakes. When you have a job and you have bills and you have a car note, and you have a house note, and you have family and you have husband and kids, you are going to make mistakes, but it's very hard to, you know, fix this. Like, you kind of want to minimize your mistakes at that point. So make mistakes and be intentional.
That's good. I like that you mentioned your word for the year was intentional. I think it's good to focus on different things throughout the year, but also to, like, really focus in on a point that we need work on in our own lives. Like, mine's connect. And mm-hmm. just connecting with people and connecting my relationships, and really also being intentional about really connecting with people and really understanding them when they're having a conversation with me. And a lot of that is for my career, for one, for me to obviously be able to show empathy or grow a relationship with someone so that I can better serve them. But also just in my personal relationships in general. Okay, so the next few questions are a little fun. They're not as like, oh gosh, what do I need to say? You know, how can I, you know, they're fun. Okay, so for my single guys who are listening, I think that they might be interested in traveling one day with someone who wants to work for, you know, a college. Who knows? I think they'd be interested in that. But for those guys, let me just ask you what you look for in a potential significant other. And do you have any deal breakers?
Okay, so let's just go ahead. Let me do the deal breakers first, because okay. This is a fun one. My deal breakers they're kind of funny. They're just kind of funny.
Wait, I already know when you're going to say.
What is it?
I want you to say it, and then I'll tell you, yep.
Okay, so my deal breakers are, I don't know, I feel like they've changed from when we last, we'll see. Okay. If you smoke, please don't hit me up. And that is because, nasty, I'm sorry, I just can't do that one. If you're a non-believer, please don't message me either. Please don't hit me up, because you're just wasting my time.
Right, unless you want to know Jesus.
If you want to know Jesus, but if you're trying to go out, I'm a very busy woman. So please don't. And three, if you don't like sports, it's very hard for me to find, I don't want to say enjoyment, but like, I'm a big sports fan and I obviously am going to a field with athletics. And so I am the biggest sports nut that I know. I have three brothers and we all played ball. That's literally all I did my entire life until I got to college. So if you're not a sports person, not that we couldn't not make it work, but it's very hard because that's just what I relate a lot to. I am very much so, I talk about, like, all my references are 99% of the time there to do with an athletic event or something. Honestly, I can tell you the basketball team's free throw percentages more than I can tell you what I'm learning in class. Priorities in my life are not very straight when it comes to schoolwork, but it's fine.
Well, friends, let me just go ahead and tell you that I am not a sports gal. I appreciate sports and I like watching sports, but not like my friend Victoria. Let me tell you, anytime that I've come to visit, or, you know, even when I was still in school at State, me and Brady would hang out, or he'd come sit with me and Victoria in the union or whatever. And literally they would sit there and just talk about sports like the whole time. It was like I was third wheeling or something, because I don't really care about sports, which, let me just say, me and Victoria have so much more in common. So it makes up for the lack of my, you know, a knowledge of sports. But oh my gosh, that's so funny.
I guess I should take that back and say, not that if you don't enjoy sports, but
well, now you can enjoy, like, I feel like if you say that a deal breaker would be that they don't enjoy sports, like that's okay. But if you say, like, a deal breaker would be like, you have to know this about sports, that's different.
No. The deal breaker, I need you to at least enjoy, because I, like I said, I do like to watch women's basketball on my side. But if you want to watch a men's game, we can watch a men's game, or baseball, because baseball season just started. We can go watch.
I'm excited.
Diamond Dogs, we can go watch them. We can go to Davis Wade and watch a football game. Like, I'm down for that. Women's basketball, might watch on my own, but, you know, selfishly, I'll give that up one day. But right now, it's not that day. But, yeah.
None of those is what I thought you were going to say. But I'm not going to say it on the podcast, but I'll text you after and tell you what I thought you were going to say.
We'll talk about it later, because I know exactly what you're
talking about. Okay. That's
so I, the one that you're thinking of, I'm not going to say, but
I want to so bad, but I'm not going to.
Actually, I will say it, because it's true.
Don't.
It's the truth. It is. But it's the truth. I'm obsessed with 7-foot-tall men. So if you're 7 feet tall, let me know. I'm just kidding. Don't let me know, because I don't want to date right now. But
your options open is what she means.
Yes. You have a chance. You have a chance. You have a good chance there. But no, I would prefer my husband be taller than me, or whoever.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'2", so it's not hard to beat.
You are not 5'2".
Yes, I am.
No, you're not, because I'm 5'4". I'm not taller than you, am I?
Yeah, I'm 5'2". 5'3" if I wear some, like.
You are lying. Are you for real?
Yes, I literally. So, my parents are selling our house right now. We're about to close on it. And just for fun, because we were bored the other day, we literally measured our heights just to see how tall we are. I am a solid 5'2.5".
I am, like, blown away by this.
5'2". I'm not very tall. I'm a short little kid. It's fine.
How are you one of my best friends? And I'm, like, mind blown right now.
Like, well, and I also always have shoes on. 90% of the time I'm wearing shoes. So I think, I don't know if shoes give you like an extra half an inch or something. I don't know, but.
I think your legs are just longer than mine. That's why I think you're taller than me, because you have longer legs than me.
Yes.
Yeah, but my torso is pretty long, so.
No, I have longer legs than that. Yes.
Interesting. You learn something new every day.
But,
7 foot men, I mean 7 foot tall men, 7 feet tall men, whatever.
Seven footers. 7 footers. If you can dunk a basketball without jumping, let me know. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Can't be me.
But that me either. That's what I need. I want basketball babies one day, so I need a little height, because 5'2" doesn't cut it on the basketball court. So just saying, help kid out. But no, that last one is funny, and all my friends, is that the one that you were thinking of?
Not at all. I'll tell you though later.
Gosh, I don't know what you're thinking of then. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's so funny. Okay. Yeah,
we'll talk about that one later. Sorry, podcast world. That's gonna remain a secret.
Yeah.
But no, in all honesty, the last one is funny, and, like, we all my friends joke about it now and stuff, too, because they're just, like, Victoria, like, you're so short to be ever questing, like, some giant who can't even fit through a door frame. Like, that's so funny. But I will say what I look for in a potential significant other. I used to have a massive list. Like, literally, you had to be 7 foot tall. You had to have blonde hair. You had to have this. You had to drive this. You had to do this. You had to do that. You had to do that. And that's exhausting and also impossible. Because the closest thing that I was ever going to get was Tim Tebow. And he didn't have blonde hair. So even he didn't make the perfect list for me. So my list has drastically changed in my new time of singleness. And the fact that what I look for is, can I see Jesus in you? And can, like, are you actively pursuing that relationship? And not just saying, because I feel like, especially for me in the past, I used to be like really on this board of, you have to be a Christian. Like, you have to, you know, go to church. Like, that was like the bare minimum, was just going to church. And here recently, I have just seen the difference in my personal life in going to church and actively serving in a church. And if you're not actively serving in a church and actively pursuing a relationship with Jesus, you're not cutting it. Like, you're not going to be the leader that, you know, I need one day. And so, my list now has just come down to, you know, does this person, you know, is he living for Jesus every day? Is he trying to be like Jesus every day? And I'm like, we're human. We're not perfect. And that's literally impossible to be Jesus. It is not going to happen in a million years. But the way that you act and the way that you are and the way you are around other people, even like just me being able to see how you act in public without even knowing that there could be a potential, like if I see Jesus in you or if you are serving in the church, you are a thousand percent more attractive.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. 1,000% more attractive if you are doing those things and you are actively trying to serve in a church and serving and loving Jesus. So, and I mean, I could give you the typical, like, 1 Corinthians 13, like the love chapter. Like, that's so cliche though. There's a lot of other areas in the Bible, I think, that you can find what you need in a man. So,
baby, we're not polygamous over here.
But we are not at all.
No, that's really good. Was there anything else you want to add to that before we move on to our next question?
Chick-fil-A dates are the way to go. And my last piece of advice on this, all good dates end at Sonic. If you take nothing else from this podcast, I hope that you understand. All good dates end at Sonic and or with ice cream.
You know, that's so funny. I saw you tweet that. But that's funny because my next question was, what is your ideal first date? Like, obviously, our friends know that you like sports or, like, some kind of sporting event. We know that it ends with Sonic, but, like.
So, let me trip you up now.
Okay.
Because I am. So, my original answer for this question was a sporting event. And I was talking to a friend and I was telling him about like this podcast episode and like getting your name out there, you know, number one fan over here. But I told them, I was like, you know, I think my ideal first date is a sporting event. And they laughed. And I was like, why are you laughing at me? Like, that's literally me to a T. They go, Victoria, you get so into the game, you will forget it's a date. And that person who, like, you're crazy and be like, who the heck is this crazy fan that I just can't, like, he's like, you will forget that it's a date and you will be more focused on the game than getting to know the person. And I was like,
right.
For facts. That's actually very true.
I didn't think about not being able to get to know them.
See, I didn't either. Cause I'm like, yeah, like take me to a baseball game and I'm 100% like down. Take me to a basketball game, to a football game. Probably not a first date because I am going to, like, ignore the fact that it's a date. I will probably ignore you, and I will literally watch the game. Like, I'm sorry. I will try, but I probably won't. So, I think I ended up settling on, like, dinner and, like, a movie. Like, that's always, like, an easy go-to thing. I mean, you can ask me to go get coffee. I'll say yes, but then I'm going to be weird. I have to be like, I don't drink coffee, and that's just awkward to have to tell people. So, coffee dates are not my thing. But
especially nowadays, like, now it's so cool to drink coffee.
It is.
I'm a step ahead of the game. Like, I just added a whole new, like, coffee maker for when I get rich. I'm just kidding, I'm not rich, but or never gonna be rich, but I mean, like, to my Amazon account so that I can buy it whenever I can afford it.
Yeah, coffee is not my thing. I mean, we can go, like, you know, I can get like a water instead of the competition, take some water. But yeah, I guess like, I mean, dinner and a movie is always a good first go-to. Also, don't try too hard. I recently had a date and I'm not the cheesy person. Like, I don't like the cheesiness. Like, I think, yes, like getting flowers on a date and stuff, like randomly getting flowers is nice, but that's not me.
Yeah.
So when said person showed up in like a suit and flowers, I didn't know what to do because
listen to this.
That's not me.
So actually, maybe I hope he does so that he can learn, like, and who knows, some girls might be into that, but like,
yes, if you're into that, you do that.
Right. But I might be overdoing it just a bit for a first date. But y'all were going to a nice restaurant, so.
Right. We were. It was. And it was fun. It was a good, it was a semi-good time.
Right.
We're moving on from that. But yeah, no, probably movie, dinner, and a movie, I feel like. And then it hasn't, if it doesn't end at Sonic, it wasn't a good date. I'm just letting you know.
Right. Sonic closes at like 11 o'clock at night, and nothing good happens after midnight, so curfew.
Exactly.
Well, right now they're closing early because of, you know.
I get so aggravated. I want to go get like a slush or something and they're closed. And I'm like, great.
I haven't been to Sonic in so long, but my sisters went there last night and they were going to get Blizzard, not Blizzards, that's Dairy Queen. They were going to get like the Blast or whatever. Mm-hmm. Is that what they're called? And they had gotten there at like 11:30 and the people told them that they had already cleaned the ice cream machines. So they weren't going to make them. And I was like, what? Anyways. Yeah. Oh. That was completely unrelated, but if you're going on a first date and it's going to be that late, make sure you call ahead of time, make sure the ice cream machines have not been washed, because, you know.
Yeah, if you're out after 11:30, that's crazy, because Victoria likes to be in bed by 10, so.
Right. Oh, see, 10's late for me. I want to be in bed by 9, at least 9. Okay. Sometimes yeah. That's not doable, because, you know, night class, but, okay. So the next question is the last question, and we had a few other questions that I wanted to ask, but I felt like you had already hit them with the answers to the other questions, so that was really good. You're like the best guest on a podcast ever, especially for the first episode of this series. Like, that's, you're really good. Okay, so the last question is, of course, this podcast is the Something Good podcast, so we want to end on something good. So what is something good about being single? I know that there's a ton of things that are good, but what is one thing that is something good about being single?
Something good about being single is getting to be 100% selfish for the right reasons. Like I said earlier, like being selfish has just kind of like been my thing. I guess selfish / intentional should be what my word should have been. But just getting to just spend time and do things that I never thought that I would get to do if I was in a relationship. So for me right now, I get the absolute like pleasure in life. I get to serve at my local church. I'm one of the co-leaders for the high school girls group, and I have gotten 3 high school girls that I get to mentor and stuff. And literally, it's brand new. Like, I'm not gonna act like I know their whole life story, y'all, but just the excitement that I get from getting to do that and just seeing myself like work with these girls. And like, that's something that I've always wanted, because growing up I had college kids who, like, because my mom works in the church, so like there were college kids who played a big role in my life and who are older brothers and sisters that like I looked up to and like I adore. They all are married now with kids, and I'm like, man, that makes me feel old. It's fine.
I know. But
just getting to be so intentional with like my time with them, and getting to be intentional with my athletes. Like, my girls, they probably aren't gonna listen to this, but if they do, I adore every single one of them, and they are goofy, they are funny, they might turn my hair gray some days it may go gray because of them, but I get to be intentional with them, and I get to go and like spend like time outside of like work. Like, I get to go watch them, like I get to support them doing something that they absolutely love. And so being single, I get to be intentional with my own time and be intentional with my time with others, and I get to be basically, I get to be selfish for the right reasons. And it's the best thing in the world.
You know, that's the thing about working with students too, is they get to see your intentionality of using your singleness for the Lord and like enjoying the season of your life. And they can look and be like, oh my gosh, she's 4 to 5 years older than me, if they're seniors, obviously. and she's content where she is, and she doesn't have a boyfriend, or she's not married, or, you know, and things like that. So they can look to you and see that, and that's inspiring to them, and that helps them to be able to find contentment where they are, especially in a time where they're trying to figure everything out. So that's really good. Something that I'd say is good about being single is, you know, I'm not married, we're just dating. So like, I still, like, there are still tendencies that of singleness that we both still experience, because we don't live together. Like, we still do things on our own, especially with us being long distance. But I just remember, like, being able to pour so much of my time into so many other things. And so just the opportunity to be able to do that, and not saying that being in a relationship takes up 90% of your time, but I mean, it is, it takes up time, and it takes up, you know, space to where you could put into other things. And so I just remember having that opportunity to be able to pour into relationships with students, or volunteering at Soup Kitchen, or whatever it is, like just little things like that, or writing a blog, like spending a Saturday sitting down to write or to record a podcast or whatever, even though I started this podcast not as a single gal. But regardless, that's just something good. Like, you can invest your time and your resources into other things as a single adult, or as a single teenager, or, you know, whatever. I don't think children are listening to this, and also it doesn't apply because they're children. So yes, but anyways, that is the last of the questions that I have for you. So we're getting to the end of our episode of the single episode. We're going to have another single episode next week, or the next 2 weeks-ish. I haven't decided. I'm trying to meet with my friends to be able to record that. But I just wanted to thank you, Victoria, for coming on the podcast. It's been so much fun, and I love you so much. And I'm just thankful for your wisdom and your advice that you have given to our friends on the Something Good podcast. Is there anything that you would like to say before we stop recording?
I have nothing. I hope that this helps. It may not. This is literally the funniest thing, because this is a conversation that me and Emily would have had, honestly, through probably 10 to 20 videos that we would have sent, because you only get literally 4 videos. So this has been so fun. I'm so appreciative of you. I'm so proud of you too. I know I tell you all the time, but like, I am, like, I get to see you grow, and I get to see this podcast grow, and like, even in school and just life. And I'm just so proud of you. I miss you a lot. I'm ready for you to just move back to Starkville already. Like, sorry, MC, I want my girl back, but this has been so fun. I've thoroughly enjoyed this. And I just hope that something good comes from this.
Well, thank you so much. I miss you so much, and I love you, and I'm so proud of you. So thank you for listening, friends. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe. And also don't forget to follow our Instagram and our Facebook page. I will leave it in the show notes below. And get ready for the next episode of the Something Good podcast. Bye, y'all.